This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
Pretzels. Look.
What, chips?
Look.
Who's the new guy?
Fanta.
I think he's looking at me.
Pretzels, you got it twisted. He's looking at me.
Stop being salty, Chips. We both got a chance.
Shh, he's coming over.
Ladies.
Hi.
And hello to you.
Back at you, handsome.
Fanta picked beef jerky?
Girl, we're gonna be here a while.
Episode 1891 of No BS Job Search Advice Radio. I'm Jeff Altman, the Big Game Hunter, and welcome. This is a great little question, and I'll just simply say there's more that meets the eye in this question than you might expect. So listen to this show. It's really legitimately a great interview question, because they turn your answer back against you. Hope you find this helpful. Hope you give it a great review wherever you listen to the show. And now, let us get going. Now, this is one of those fun interview questions. Other than money, what could have inspired you to keep working at your last job? Now, this is a values question, and they're trying to get a sense of your values vis-a-vis work or the work environment. And they've removed money from the equation because that's the pat answer that people would go with. So they're trying to get a level deeper because, you know, frankly, there are a couple of ways that they can think of the answer to this. Number one is you're revealing something about yourself and your thought process. And the values that you lay out here indicate how they can sell to you. You're telling them how to appeal to you and their organization. Number two is they're learning from you the variables that your current employer is going to use as part of extending a counteroffer, if they're going to extend the counteroffer. So understand the thought process here as to why they're doing this. They're learning about you and how you think. They're learning about the levers your current employer will use on you to try and persuade you to stay. It's an interesting question in that regard. And, you know, if your values and theirs differ, so for example, if you want to be part of a group and they're looking for smart, ambitious people, there's a potential conflict because I'll use an old story from Tony Robbins. I remember a Tony Robbins workshop I attended where he talked about how advertisers sell to people on TV. And he would say there are five different personality types. People who want to be a part of something, or they call them belongers. People who are societally conscious, which he described as being the biggest group out there, where they don't want to be sold to, they just want to be given information, which is kind of like what the web does for us these days, or what apps do for us. There are people who are achievers. They're just successful. You can't sell to them, except in a very understated way. They're needs-driven people. I forget the fifth category. Emulators. They want to be achievers, but they don't make enough money. So they tend to be on the younger side. They're sold to via sex on TV. So it's all those hot car girl switches back and forth, or the commercials for women where she's licking her lips on camera and there's the close-up of the lips. And it's kind of like a similar value that they're looking for. Obviously, they're not going to sell to you in the way that I just described with the car girl commercial or licking the lips. But generally what they're going to try and do is use the information that you give them to sell to you. So, for example, if you talk about your team, we've got a wonderful group of people here. They are talented. They are smart. They really care for one another. If you talk about the challenge of the work, you know, they'll turn around and talk with you about, we've got a challenging project ahead of you that you can really sink your teeth into. And notice how what they can do is turn your language to try and persuade you to join. It's a very clever question. And thus, ideally, you can shape your answer with multiple answers, not just one, multiples. And the fun thing, I'll give you an example. You know, I don't know if I can pick one thing. I would say what could keep me there, would inspire me to keep working in my last job would be the improved caliber of work and continuing to work with great people. I really like the team. I really wish I could have done something more interesting. I've been on the same project for the last 2 years, no changes in responsibilities. I was doing well, and the issue came down to not really seeing anything more there because they were very happy with my work on this project and not giving me anything new. So notice how the next employer can now flip this and talk with you about, we've got some really challenging work ahead. Not only that, we have a value where we believe that individuals in our organization can really get queued up for new things and talk with you about other opportunities that can be available to you down the road, and thus whet your appetite for an organization that values the change. So follow where I'm going with this. This is a values question that allows them to sell to you and at times perhaps to criticize your current employer and make themselves look well. So I hope you found this helpful. I'm Jeff Alpin, the Big Game Hunter. If you're interested in my coaching you, reach out to me through LinkedIn at linkedin.com/IN/ the Big Game Hunter. Mention that you saw the video. I just like knowing that I'm helping some folks. And I'll just say, once we're connected, message me. We'll set up a time for a discovery call. Also want to say, if you're not interested in coaching, but just have a couple of questions, reach out to me through an app called Magnify, M-A-G-N-I-F-I, which is an iOS-only app where we can have a video conversation, or through PrestoExperts.com, and we can do it by phone. Hope you have a great day. Take care. That's today's show. I hope you found it helpful. And if you did, here are a few more ways to get information and advice from me. First of all, visit my website, which is thebiggamehunter.us. Go to the blog. There's a lot there to help you with your job search, hiring more effectively, managing and leading, and workplace-related issues. In addition, if you're interested in my coaching you, there's a button there that says schedule. Schedule time for a free discovery call or schedule yourself in for coaching. Obviously, I'm going to charge for that, but I can help you with interview preparation, leadership coaching, salary negotiation advice, making a good decision between different offers, anything related to improving yourself in the workplace, I can coach you about. If you have questions for me, you can schedule 15 minutes with me at thebiggamehunter.us/live, or you know, a less expensive way is at thebiggamehunter.us/video answers, where you leave a message for me and I'll respond with a 3 to 5 minute video. Connect with me on LinkedIn at linkedin.com/IN/thebiggamehunter. I can assure you, your network will expand a lot by connecting with me. And finally, watch me on TV. Download the Job Search TV app for Fire TV, Fire Stick, Apple TV, Roku, like 90 different manufacturers. I'll be back tomorrow with more. And in the meantime, I hope you have a terrific day. Be great!
rule the day the plant-based way with the new Vegan Mixed Berry from Smoothie King. Powered by whole, non-GMO fruits, oat milk, and vegan protein, it's a dairy-free, plant-based smoothie you can feel great about. With 13 grams of protein and half your daily fiber, it's an easy way to get the essential nutrients your body craves. Skip the line and order online for pickup or delivery. Smoothie King, rule the day. Rule the day the plant-based way with the new Vegan Mixed Berry from Smoothie King. Powered by whole, non-GMO fruits, oat milk, and vegan protein, it's a dairy-free, plant-based smoothie you can feel great about. With 13 grams of protein and half your daily fiber, it's an easy way to get the essential nutrients your body craves. Skip the line and order online for pickup or delivery. Smoothie King, rule the day.